1467, the best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll talk about the unipolar world, the unipolar nations, and the multipolar nations in a little bit. I'm going to begin with an article. And this is today out of the whatdoesitmean.com. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, he's in Oman speaking to the Omanian government, and he's addressing this matter of the special denazification operation taking place in Ukraine to rid Ukraine of the Nazi elements that have lived and have been controlled and have been funded in Ukraine since probably 1947. I did an article or one of the programs on, I forgot the SS leader that went into Ukraine after World War II, placed by the United States government to keep Nazism alive. And Nazism is alive in England, in Germany, in America, in Canada, France, pretty much everywhere. It's a continuation of the Third Reich that was never totally destroyed. It was through rat lines taken all over the world into South America, Brazil, Argentina, in Venezuela. The concept behind the occult belief system in Nazism is alive and well. So anyhow, Sergey Lavrov, he states, "We hope that after our special military operation is completed and all of the set tasks within its frames are reached, it would help stop the West's attempts to undermine the international law and to halt its blunt violations of the United Nations Charter provisions, including the principle of the sovereign rights of countries, and will force the West to stop promoting the so-called unipolar world dominated by the United States and its allies." The allies would be the Five Eyes nations, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. The United States is the last on the list, but the United States actually is the head of that whole unipolar program, the whole unipolar political world hegemony. Also, he says that Japan, there was the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and she stated in Japan that Russia is the most direct threat to the international order, to which Medvedev, the Council Deputy Chairman of Russia, stated, The pumping of Ukraine by NATO countries with weapons and training of its troops to use Western equipment, the dispatch of mercenaries, and the conduct of exercises by the countries of the alliance near our border increase the likelihood of a direct and open conflict between NATO and Russia instead of their war by proxy. Such a conflict always has the risk of turning into a full-fledged nuclear war. This will be a catastrophe scenario for everyone. There won't be the great nuclear holocaust that the nations and the press and the people of the nations believe. There's going to be limited. It will be a limited nuclear confrontation. I'll give you an example out of the Bible. Eventually, right now, Egypt, no one knows Egypt as a nation that has been in the spotlight since the 50s has been relatively quiet since the peace accords between Egypt and Israel in the time of the early Reagan administration. Egypt has been relatively quiet, other than a few incidents. But according to, I'm trying to remember which book in the Old Testament, eventually, when America invades the Middle East, when Antichrist, the coming leader of this country, invades the Middle East, Egypt is going to respond, and Egypt is going to fight back on behalf of Israel and the Arab nations. And it says that Israel will not be occupied for 40 years. The people of Egypt, I'm sorry, Egypt, not Israel, Egypt will not be occupied for 40 years. Meaning that the Egyptian people are going to be scattered through nations in the Middle East and elsewhere. The reason being is because the coming Antichrist is going to nuke Egypt, and Egypt will be uninhabitable for 40 years. After 40 years, and which will be in the millennial kingdom of Christ, then the Egyptians will begin to return to their country. But for 40 years, because of a nuclear incident by Antichrist, Egypt will not be occupied for 40 years. So there is going to be nuclear war. It's going to be limited, and it's going to be isolated. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, podcast 1360, khnc.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hold tight.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks.
We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Excellent. It sums it up. Politicians, you can't depend on these people. You can't depend on these rhinos. Let's face it. In the Republican Party, it is not a Republican. It is not a party for the people. The Democrat Party is not a party for the people. The two join together. It's a dual-headed hydra. And the victims are the citizens of this country and the citizens of the world. Now, I'm going to go back to where I left off with a little comment. The globalist New World Order. You can't deny it. You can't pretend you can go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, and it's going to be gone. No, it is not going away. And yes, when America invades the Middle East, Egypt is going to retaliate against American forces, and Egypt is going to be nuked. There's going to be limited nuclear war. We're already having small nukes detonated, and they have been using small nukes for, I don't know, 20 years. They'll take out a city block. So we're already been using nuclear weapons. Now, two things about the pandemic. Two things about what has happened since Donald Trump left office. It's like a two-edged sword. One is we see the evil in the world. And number two, the evil in the world has been exposed. So one side brings in evil, the other side has exposed, the other edge of the sword has been exposing the evil. Now, according to this European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the most direct threat to international law is Russia. But really, the truth is, according to the Ministry of Defense, the big threat is the unipolar world nations led by America. And quoting the Ministry of Defense, it needs to be said that the ideologues of U.S. military biological research in Ukraine are leaders of the Democratic Party. We're going to talk about the biological research. No one is mentioning what the American military has done with these bio labs internationally since the time of Adolf Hitler. The bio labs and the research done by the Nazi Party. Don't think it ended. Don't think that the UN came in and the allies came in and they discontinued these research biological programs and with the facilities. No way. Going on with the article, quoting, "The United States government set up a way to fund the military bio-research directly from the federal budget, but also use government guarantees to raise funds from non-governmental organizations, NGOs, controlled by the leaders of the Democrat Party, along with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One edge of the sword, you see the evil that is being done. The other edge of the sword exposes who is doing the evil. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, George Soros Open Society and his investment funds, the Rockefeller Foundation, EcoHealth Alliance, the Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners, and also the Ministry of Defense," continues, revealing, quote, "not only the United States, but also a number of their NATO allies are carrying out military biological projects on the territory of Ukraine. They have found deep underground multiple labs where they have been taking human DNA, splicing into animals, creating chimeras, half part human, part animal creatures. And some of these creatures are very human-like. They have solid black eyes. Already now you have internationally organizations that are in the process of protecting these creatures because of what they've gone through. Well, in these bio labs, can they create these creatures in the same way that God created Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, with a body, a soul, and a spirit? Or are these creatures, human-like or not, are they only soul and body, excluding the human spirit? In other words, unable to contain the Holy Spirit in their being. These may look like, have similarities to humans. They may have empathy. They may not. They do suffer. They can experience pain. But are they human? Or are they post-human? This is the ethical question, presently and in the future. The other thing is, if they have no human spirit, and they cannot contain the Spirit of God, then they are, according to biblical understanding and knowledge of the way God created the species, they are not human. They are actually just like the other creatures, without a spirit. Going on with the article. In the Ukraine, again, I've done some study, I've watched videos, and to see these little creatures, they're human-like, and they're pathetic, and there are groups, again, that are and have empathy for them, but they don't seem to display any emotion, positive or negative. Out of the womb, They are immediately able to begin to absorb their surroundings. A baby, fresh out of the womb, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for the neck muscles to develop so that the child can begin to hold his head up and keep his head steady. These creatures, out of the womb, they have enough strength to hold their head up, to look left and right, to look at the person holding them, to explore the room and the environment in which they're in, out of the womb. This is not normal. So I'll continue. These are some of the things they've been doing in Ukraine. Who knows where else they've been doing these things? The German leadership launched its national biosafety program, independent of Washington, back in 2013. The German government, even after American forces, English, the Allied nations, and Russia went into Germany and looked at these research facilities, all their documentation. They didn't destroy anything. They took everything. The United States went into the caves, the bunkers. They took all the research, gathered it, put it on trucks, took it, put it on ships, brought it back to the United States of America, and they archived it. The same with England, the same with France, and the same with Russia. Nothing was destroyed. You don't ever go into a nation and take the intellectual, what they've been doing in their education system, in the government, in their research. You never destroy that. You archive it. So Germany, according to the article, launched this biosafety program in 2013. I believe they launched it years before that. Some 12 countries, including Ukraine, are involved in the program. Documents show Poland has been funding the National Medical University in Ukraine's western city of Lvov, where the branch of the university, the Institute of Epidemiology and Hygiene, had participated with the United States military biological projects. The involvement of institutions subordinate to the Bundeswehr, it's a German word, Bundeswehr, confirms the military nature of biological research conducted in Ukraine laboratories and raised questions about the goals pursued by the armed forces of Germany. What about the armed forces of the United States? What about the psychological operations of all countries, which you best understand as the MK Ultra, the Jason Bourne movie, psychological programs on soldiers to turn them into assassins, and infiltrators. So I'm going to just a note here. Going back to what I began with, the matter of what happened at the end of the Trump administration. We had a two-edged sword. We got to see the companies, or we got to see the, I'll put it this way, with the biological research, the experimenting on humans that occurred in Nazi Germany didn't end. It's actually expanded internationally, and here the article proves it. Since the pandemic, the poisoning of mankind, whether you can believe it's a virus or poison, snake venom, you get to decide, due to independent research, and not only independent, but research with the bio labs, with universities, government agencies, the research and the investigation began. So what happens is you find these bio research labs are basically Frankenstein facilities or islands of Dr. Moreau programs. That's what these things are. Not just in the past 70 years since Nazi Germany. No, 150 years ago, all this type of research began by the British in South Africa with Cecil B. Rhodes in Rhodesia. The pandemic, again, there are two edges to what occurred. On the negative side, broken economies, supply chains interrupted, civil rights violated, death intentionally, sickness intentional, transfer of wealth. Just to begin with, this is just initially what began. Then on the other side, which is the positive side of this sword, you have insight into a world of evil, into a group of powerful people, their plans, their objectives, the decisions they're making to destroy mankind, their sophisticated machine, the instruments, the agencies, their agendas, their methods of control. It goes on and on. We're going to continue with this when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On the weekend, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, 9 o'clock to noon on Sundays. Go to church and join me on the radio. Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Money, money, money.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. He, with a left hand, he sent Hillary Clinton into her political campaign, into the dustbin of history. The same with the Bushes. Their political dynasty ended. Clinton's dynasty ended. There will be no Hillary daughter. What's her name? What's the daughter's name? Gee, Manee. Forgot her daughter's name. there will be no political future for her. From this point on, neither the Trumps. What is going to ensure that Donald Trump doesn't return to the stage to the power that he had when he was president? It's called continuity of government. They're not going to allow him to continue again. I know that with the coming election, many believe that we can turn things around. Possibly there is some chance to prosecute people. I don't see it happening because I know the power of the government, of empire, the political party, Republican and Democrat, the senior executive service, the intelligence agencies, all of them, the power of the voting apparatus, supposed election apparatus. Are we going to have a fair election in the fall? Continuity of government is going to make sure we don't. Is the Democrat Party worried or concerned about the outcome of the midterms? I don't really believe they are. I don't think that the Democrats are losing any sleep. I think that their machine is too powerful. I'm going to tell you there is hope. I'll give you in a second the hope that there's going to be. They're not losing any sleep. I don't see any change in the direction. Nothing positive for this nation or our foreign policy concerning Russia. Our foreign policy is Russia must be destroyed. There's no change in the policy for world hegemony. Empire is going to rule this world. I would like to believe that there might be hope with the voting system and with our protesting. We do need to resist, and we do need to be involved. But are we going to be able to have fair and honest elections in the midterms? You see the power. 2,000 Mules, if you haven't seen that documentary by Dinesh D'Souza. He disclosed just the power of what happened in the election through the ballots. Early balloting. So, our system is severely damaged. It's unrepairable, irreparable. The corruption on both sides of this political system that we know in this country is a joke. And the rhino globalists, they're just as corrupt as the Democrat Party. Now, going back to what I stated before the program, and before I continue, I do want to mention something. There's going to be a rally on tomorrow night, on May 13th, Friday the 13th, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, tomorrow morning. 7:15 to 8:30 a.m. at Greeley West High School. There's going to be a protest against this critical race theory and the social emotional learning and the mask and the vaccines, the mandates. Tomorrow morning from 7:15 to 8:30, Greeley West High School, 2401 35th Avenue. And Saturday from noon to 2 at the intersection of 47th Avenue and Highway 34. It's by the Weld County Garage in Greeley. So I wanted to mention that to those that might be interested in attending either one of these. Tomorrow morning, 7:15 to 8:30 a.m., Greeley West High School. Saturday, noon to 2 at the intersection of 47th Avenue and Highway 34, right by the Weld County Garage. Okay, bring your signs. Now, so the two-edged sword. One edge of the sword, very destructive, destroying the economies, supply chains. The other edge is exposing who these powerful people are. You didn't know really who Anthony Fauci was until this all began. Now you know who he is. You didn't know who Bill Gates was. You knew about George Soros, but now you see how heavily involved he's been with Barack Obama. You don't realize how he has been playing a great part since the election of Donald Trump to the present. Joe Biden is just the vice president being directed by the real president, Barack Obama, in behind the scenes. But John Trump, very shortly, as much as I want to believe that President Trump could do something very positive, he may do a few more things positive for this nation. But eventually, his time will be completely finished. But the one thing I see, again, on Sundays, I have my program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, from 9 to noon. And from a Christian perspective, a perspective in my ministry, in what I do with eschatology, study of the end of the world scenario, here's what I see, which was very evident. It has been evident to me for decades, but is now should be evident to people internationally, to the world, to the Christian churches specifically, and to the the people of the nation, maybe generally. And wouldn't you know, we got a break. I'm going to hold that thought. I'll get to it. This is something I've seen that people don't want to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms, crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
And really, we can't fight against this monster. We can't fight against the evil of this empire. It's in the Bible. The nations aren't going to be able to fight the coming New World Order given direction by America. I'm going to finish with what I left off with at the end of the last segment. So, we have seen this sophisticated machine. We've seen, and everything has been exposed, just like Christ said would happen. He said that what is done in secret will be revealed. Everything will be exposed, brought out into the open, shouted from the rooftops. And it took the pandemic to show the world the plans and how evil these people who are pushing this globalist agenda, how evil they are, how sophisticated they are. The machine that we've watched this machine move forward just slowly, incrementally, you can't stop it. We know the instruments they're using, the agencies, their agenda, the methods. All of this is for control. But again, like Christ said, it has forced them to come out in the open, and the world has been seeing and is going to continue to see what the evil that we've witnessed. There are things we have not witnessed, we've not seen, that are continuing to be revealed every day, every week. So, now one thing that I realized is that all these people, whether they be Illuminati, whether they be Freemasons, Jesuits, Skull and Bones, whether they be in the Thule Society, Theosophists, regardless of what branch of the occult they are in the occult. And the pandemic has exposed their anti-Christ agenda. It is an anti-Christ agenda. You have to admit it. They're at war with the God of heaven and with his Savior, Son, Jesus Christ. This is who they are at war with, ultimately. And the hope, the only hope, that the world has. It's not going to be at the voting booth or the election during elections. It's not going to be changes in government policy changes. It's not going to be guns at the end, guns and weapons. The fear, the thing that these people, these Antichrist creatures, what they fear more than anything is in the book of Matthew chapter 16:16-18, Christ said that he would build his church, his ecclesia, not the whole body of Christ, just a group within that whole group of his family, of a group that has been loyal and faithful to God. They are afraid of this ecclesia, this builded church, and it says that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The Christian people are the most feared people alive. The occult world, the devil worshipers, they fear Christians that know God. They fear Christians that know how to use their spiritual weapons and their gifts. They fear these people more than anything. This is who Rome feared. They feared the Christian people. This is why they had them martyred. All societies through time have feared the Christian churches, the churches that were faithful to God, that had the overcomer, or the Christians that were victorious over all things in their lives. And in Russia, there was in the gulags, there were these faithful Christians. And this is who Russia feared, who the communists feared. This is who Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, the Clintons, Xi Jinping, these people, Macron, Trudeau of Canada, Boris Johnson, they fear the Christian people who wake up in God, who wake up to who they are and the abilities that God has given them and the power of the spiritual abilities through prayer and their gifts, that know how to use these abilities. This is who this Antichrist group of globalists fear more than anything. And I talked last week about this matter of unpredictability. They know something is coming. Strategic unpredictability. They know something is coming. They don't know what. I'll tell you what's coming. A group of Christians internationally that will be able to stop them in their tracks temporarily. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we'll finish out by once again stating that why did the Clintons and the Bushes, why did they fear Donald Trump? Why did the Democrats fear him? I'm going to tell you what they know that you may not believe. They know that he was a born-again Christian. They knew that. They knew that the hand of God was on him, that he was going to do things to interfere with their program. You may not believe that, but I'm telling you, the Clintons and the Illuminatis, the occult world, they realized they could not stop Donald Trump in his first term. They knew they couldn't. As much as they wanted to, using every aspect of continuity of government to keep him from taking office, they knew they couldn't stop him. Out of nowhere, like that movie or like that song, Big John, one day an outsider appears, runs for office, and an outsider wins the election. It's verboten. It is forbidden. It is not to happen. The whole occult world went crazy. Rituals, sacrifices, curses went out at that time of that election. I know that you don't, may not understand it. It's okay. If you understood the occult world and how they do things, you would understand and see clearly what I'm presenting to you. They knew they could not stop him because they knew he was a born-again believer. And they knew that God had a plan with him to allow him to do things for the people of this country and the people of this world. And one of the things that he was to do was he was to present the hope and the reality of God once again as a civil servant to this nation, not as a pastor, not as a anything like that, but as a servant, a civil servant who acknowledged God all during his presidency. They did not like it. He would bless the audiences with every speech he gave. Every time he was in front of the microphone, as he ended, he would generally always say, God bless this country. He was a civil servant here put in place by the sovereign hand of God through prophecies spoken about him, which I've covered yesterday, day before, last Sunday on my program. I covered it as clearly as I could. I still didn't cover it as clearly as I wanted to. It's too deep. But I may try again this coming Sunday. On Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. Join me, please. And you can coffee, a donut, breakfast. You can just sit and lounge, listen to your radio, and I'll present scripture to you and give you hope about an eternal future for anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who the occult world, the globalists, are at war with. Again, they are at war with Christianity, and they fear Christians who are alive in God more than anything in this world, more than nuclear weapons, more than laser weapons, more than HARP programs, more than the military weather warfare weapons. They fear Christians that know God and know the reason why they're here. I'll be back Monday. Join me then, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Talk to you next week. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.